thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
After this project is complete, how is the Cortez Main Street going to look?
Well, you know, there's two objectives here. One is safety, of course. We all know that people drive too fast on Main Street. Not everyone, but there are people who do speed. And by this project's going to be tightening up the lanes, giving us a raised median in the middle instead of that two-way turn lane that's a free-for-all. And that should slow. It's a traffic calming technique by tightening up lanes. But the fact is that the lanes are really already 11 feet wide between Beach and Chestnut. We're just going to be extending that east and west one block to Ash and Elm. And secondarily, it's going to, make the face of Cortez more, you know, beautiful with the landscaping sections and potential spaces for public art, which I'm a nut and bolt kind of guy. So, I don't address that, but it's certainly out there in the landscaping areas and or, maybe some sections on the sidewalk can be carved out for that.
Okay. So talk a little bit more about what that means. There will be medians down that center lane.
Yes.
And what kind of medians are these?
They're going to be 20-inch raised curb. The actual landscape areas are going to be 100 feet long. And then there'll be 30-foot transitions on either side of that to make the left-hand turn lane. And then there'll be a full 65 feet of stacking, left-hand stacking lane. So four vehicles or, you know, a truck with a trailer, which we see a lot of because we live in a rural area, can fit in there easily and make their left-hand turns. So it's not going to be median from intersection to intersection. There's going to be over 180 feet on either, split between the two sides. That's just going to be open lanes.
So. Okay. And inside these medians, you mentioned plants and possible spaces for art. Are these going to be walkable medians? Will people walk down these? Or
no.
Is it going to be harder to...
Okay. It'll just be a 20-inch, just something similar to what's went on in Durango with a 20-inch raised curb. And then there'll be like a 42-inch area in the center, which will be able to be landscaped.
Okay. So a lot of numbers. The feel, it sounds like you're saying, is people will be driving slower and there will be more plant life in the downtown area.
Right. And what we initially will be building the medians themselves, and then CDOT will come through in some juncture, I think in 2019 or 2020, and do a micro grinding of the surface so we can restripe it. And what we'll be doing is moving the lanes towards the center and try to give a better buffer for our on-street parking. I'm sure you saw the photo of that Subaru last year that lost a door to an 18-wheeler because they were trying to get out of their car.
I missed that, but I have a Subaru, and I can imagine how that might have looked.
Yeah, it didn't win.
Yeah. Anyway, now, there will still continue to be two lanes of traffic down the road.
Yes,
right?
Sir, absolutely.
Okay, so no lanes are going to change as to what they were. There's just going to be less space in the middle.
Yes, okay. Yes.
What is a timeline on the construction of this?
Well, we're working with CDOT now and making revisions based on their comments, and we're hoping to get to break ground after Labor Day, after the summer season, but before winter hits. We'd like to have these four blocks in the Central Business District completed, as well as the RRFB, which is the pedestrian refuge crossing over by Big R McDonald's area.
What in general has gone into your design process for looking at how these are going to look?
It started back with the heart and soul process when they were looking at North and South Broadway and Main Street beautification, as well as 7th Street and gateways. And then we went through the clinical review, which the access control plan with CDOT and a third-party contractor, Fair and Pierce, so we can look at the analytics of it. And right now we're going to be engaging our Parks and Recs department to do the landscaping itself, do plant choices, because there are height limitations for site, et cetera. So it's been a pretty long process. It's been several years in the making. And here we are. We're doing construction drawings and getting ready to go out to bid.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned this to members of the community, how are they responding to the change?
Well, it's kind of hit and miss. I mean, we did a lot of public engagement. The heart and soul process was before my tenure, but with the access control plan, we did public meetings and we mailed to every business owner and anybody, actually property owner in the corridor, as well as hung door hangers. And then we did two public engagement meetings. And you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. I think of a lot of the resistance comes from the confusion that, you know, it's just going to make it really tight and restrict movement. But the fact remains is that these two central blocks are already, they're already only 11-foot lanes. So it's a perspective kind of thing. And then we're going to be reaching out to the business owners to really get the message out there once we have the, you know, the finished documents.
Yeah, okay. I'm curious about something, actually. When you say 11-foot lanes, it sounds wide to me, but it's compared to other roads, how wide is 11 feet?
Well, the CDOT minimum is 10.5 feet. So 11 feet is, you know, is kind of tight. But like if you go out, you know, east, you know, 160, you can see how the lanes get wider and wider by like City Park. Those lanes, I believe, are the Twiddle, the two-way turn lane, is 15 feet wide. And then you get into 12 to 14-foot lane widths. And it's like, you know, you could land a plane out there. So people feel like I have all this lane, I can go fast. And so, you know, one of the traffic calming techniques is to tighten up the lane widths.
Mm-hmm. But again, like you were saying, the lanes are not going to change really in size. Is that correct?
They might tighten up a half a foot.
Okay.
I mean, 6 inches, mm-hmm. you know, the width of your hand, your hand width. But it's more of a perception than actual logistics of the size.
How is this going to feel different as you're driving through Cortez? You mentioned how it's going to look, but just the feel, what's it going to do to the town?
Well, I think it's going to give it more of a Main Street feel than a highway. You know, get through town, you know, people just want to get where they're going. I think it's going to, you know, it's going to make people realize, you know what, they're in a, I mean, obviously you're in a business district, but you know, when you do this kind of effect, it really, you know, just makes people realize that they're in some place where people live. There's businesses here. I can walk around. We want to do some crosswalk treatments after the micro grinding and, you know, maybe do some staining. And so they really pop out and people know that they're there. So I just think like it's going to encourage people to, you know, take a minute and look around and stop and shop here.
Phil Johnson is Public Works Director for the City of Cortez. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Austin. I appreciate it.